This is Highly Social with Mike Eaton. Bitches, show Mike Eaton your titties.
All right, guys, welcome to Highly Social. It's time for a crazy, zany episode. Justin was like, hey, man, you should record a podcast. And I was like, dude, I don't know. So I brought all my great friends and we're going to do a podcast together. Starting from over here, we got Eli Halpern.
Hello.
A girl. Jonathan Kite and LeBaire Lee.
Hello.
You're such a fucking asshole.
The girl's name is Lauren Allen, but you gotta Google Lauren Piccoli to find her on Instagram.
Means small in Italian, so.
Yeah, but her is big. So, we got a gaper on the podcast. If you hear any queefs, that's that lady.
My booty hole brown. You're in the sexy red.
Yeah.
I hate this already.
Oh, man.
This is awful.
So how often do you get your asshole bleached?
I never have. No, it's just brown.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
dude. She's full sexy red.
Yeah. I'm all natural.
Gross. All right.
Yeah. Well, you struck me as a pink asshole kind of girl.
You should see my bush.
Ew.
She strikes me as an octopus tattoo out of the asshole.
Yeah.
That's fucking a nightmare. Yeah. Why would we start a
Jedi
podcast?
Sandworm? She just has Lando sneaking out.
I feel like it looks like Dune.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's got teeth. Do you see her pussy on the new popcorn buckets at Dune 2?
Why did I do this to myself?
Just out here with all these labia over.
So do a podcast with a bunch of guys. Okay. Good idea, Lauren. Said,
I'm sorry. You're welcome for a career or whatever. Yeah.
Be a lady on the Come podcast, they said.
This is going to change everything for you.
Yeah, move to Austin, they said.
Yeah. It'll be fun, they said.
If you were tired of sixes trying to fuck you, get ready for fours trying to fuck you.
Don't hype yourself up that much, Mike.
Dude, wait. I'm at least...
I was advanced.
Dude, I thought you were talking about the number of people in this room.
Dude. Oh, John.
Whoops, I interrupted you. Would you say
that? No, I was... I don't know. Fuck it.
Do you think anybody's ever had a gang rape on a podcast?
Jesus.
I have.
That does look like
first back room. Yes.
I don't think they call it a podcast.
Yeah.
You guys' couch looks like backroom casting.
Oh, yeah. It totally does.
And I'm right in the middle.
Yeah, I'm sitting on the cum stain.
This
the
is not stain for you guys.
Yo, look at that fucking pecker, though. Like, on the stain. The pecker stain? Look at that, dude. Yeah. That's a fucking...
Oh,
that
boy was hanging.
Yeah,
dude.
Wow.
It's been there for a while.
So
Andrew Tate records in here.
You three are on the couch. Oh, I lost it in my headphones. Maybe I unplugged them, but...
Yeah. No, it's okay, brother.
But
you unplugged them.
That's me. All three of you on the couch, you're here today to cast. It's time to...
I'm ready.
Okay.
Podcast?
Yeah, no. Whorecast. You gotta...
It's the cast couch.
This is the cast couch.
Are me and Jonathan spit roasting
totally
this podcast?
Are you guys ready to make $1,000 to $5,000 a day?
Yo, me and Mike are a new
totally
man show.
He said, Lauren, do you want to do a podcast?
Me and Mike are Joe Rogan and Doug Stanhope. We're the new man show.
And this is Doug OnlyFans.
I've never had an OnlyFans. People are shocked about
you've
that.
You've never had an OnlyFans?
We can make like 50 grand first month.
I could make like fucking bank.
Not on that. She reduced him.
No, shut up.
Wait.
Are you kidding?
Do you know Erica
Cow? I know you're going to bring this up.
She's a midget. And she made $20 million last year. Yeah.
Midgets are like spectacles.
You should watch Midget Mania.
She's
on Pornhub.
Almost there.
Have you ever seen
Midget's
it?
Midget's 4'8.
Midget
right?
Mania on Pornhub.
She's 4 inches crazy. Away.
The one that bothers me is Texi Lexi.
Sexy Lexi. That's my wife, dude.
She's too small. It makes me feel like
how
I'm watching child
she?
Porn.
How small is she? How small so it's your is favorite? She?
3'7". She's tiny.
3'7's too small.
Wait,
that's
she
child
the one
size.
That does like little dance moves?
Yeah.
She feels like she came out of another one, like a Russian doll.
Dude, the only way I can find penetration is like dark web. So it's like, that's definitely wrong.
But it's crazy that like midgets grow full size tits.
Thank God. Thank God. What are they going to do? Just keep staring at my kneecaps uncomfortably?
They're actually better because they're more tit to person ratio. Yeah,
there's a better ratio.
Oh my God.
Midget women might be the best women.
Yeah. Nah, dude.
This is really fun, guys. I'm going to head out. This is great. I'm going to go.
Nice. What a way to kill the vibe. Yeah. Guys, you know what?
I bet we'd have a lot more fun if she left.
Honestly, I'll be honest. Oh, for sure.
Yeah, then we could just talk about Mike's butthole. Yeah.
She's like midget tits, and I'm out.
Yeah. Wait, my leg crosses the line.
I fucking, yeah.
Those are my people.
Tidgets.
Nah, man. It's been a nice day.
Did you go to wrestling yesterday?
Yeah. I got to see my wife, Queen Amanada. She's my favorite wrestler. What is that? She's a wrestler lady. She's my favorite. She has a degree in international law. She's the best.
Well, it's lovely of you to not objectify her for what's actually attracting you her, but a degree in international law.
Dude, talk like about the titties. I love a smart woman. Oh, dude, don't worry. That's... If you like a lady, you know the yiddies are there, dude. You don't worry about the yiddies.
I don't know.
What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, boys, you guys are sex perverts. I'm an honorable man.
I love titties.
Listen, I'm lactose intolerant. But I love a good couple milk trucks parked next to each other.
Dude, honky milkies?
Big titty, beautiful women just don't fall out the sky, you know?
Yeah.
So you attracted her degree first.
No, I was attracted to her big, beautiful booty, but then I learned she's a learned lady.
Is she a pog?
No, she's black.
What does that mean?
Whoa!
Yeah.
What is a
fat
pog?
Fat ass white girl with a PH.
You don't know that?
Oh!
You guys know about pags?
Pog Lives Matter always reposts my
fat
shit.
Fat ass Asian girls.
Those are rare.
Bring up pags.
Those are rare.
Speaking of midgets.
Do you guys remember the, like,
Asian women with curves is like a bird in the hand type situation.
What
know?
Do you mean?
It's worth bird two in the hands, bush.
Yeah.
What is two and two shots?
They usually
in a bush?
Don't have a bush. They're clean.
Yeah,
it depends. They have to hide their penis.
It's like when you hear your favorite song on the radio versus Spotify. It's more important when it's more significant when it just comes on randomly.
Well, here's a
cool
fat ass Asian girls just for the chat.
Oh, great.
It's a subreddit. I love
it. He's literally bringing up fat Asian girls on the TV.
All these girls are like Chun-Li.
I don't feel like they're real because every Asian girl I see is just like malnourished.
Mike, is this normally a horny podcast?
Yeah, always.
Like, from the...
No, it's just a podcast. All right,
no, but is it a horny podcast? From the impression I got outside, it was a horny podcast.
Usually?
All right, cool.
I mean, I'm on it.
Dude, I'm a horny pod pro, so I'm like, I'm trying to make sure. I don't want to offend Lauren by fucking...
You can't offend me. You can say whatever you want.
By the way, the audience thought that she did leave until there.
I am the least judgmental person ever. You can't offend me.
Bounce or whatever.
Fucking let it go.
You ever heard of cum walks?
Cum walks?
You know what a cum walk is?
No. Is they drippy drappy?
Yeah.
No.
Is that when you drip down your legs?
No. There's a lady, Artemis Carmona.
Oh,
now,
okay.
You might have to blur it a little,
this
but...
This feels like what I found out about Cytheria and
what's
squirting.
What's Cytheria?
Oh, wow. I haven't heard that name in a long time.
Let's go, dude. Squirt goddess.
Cytherea. Okay, now.
Yeah, she was on...
Artemis.
I've seen her. She's got sad Mexican
eyes. There's just a woman just covered in cum, just walking in public.
Are you noticing that
that's
too?
It.
You
know that's what it is.
Oh, so she just come down and just walks?
Yeah.
She's fully clothed.
What a hero.
Oh my that's God, it, I know her.
That's pretty cool.
Imagine going to 7-Eleven like, yeah, can I get 15 on two? And they just like,
no. Oh my God, is it raining outside?
How does your glasses not have the wiper shields on? That's just a missed opportunity, bro.
But also, dude, what is that guy drinking? So much water? Why is there so much load?
Sometimes it's one guy, sometimes it's two. She's a champ.
Yeah,
Jesus Christ,
she's a champ. She looks like only certain parts of her are melting.
She have braces?
Yeah, she used to have braces. They're gone now. This is an old one.
All right,
they got cummed off.
Yeah. I like telling people, I come. You ever?
Yeah, she looks like a wax museum malfunction.
Do you guys know about getting sex online or no?
I've done that.
You guys haven't truly ever had a sex pervert on this podcast, have you?
No, not
yeah,
not to the level that
wait.
I'm willing
I
to
can't
admit
wait.
To.
You mean like apps?
No. You could just go to Reddit.
You fucked bitches off Reddit?
Dude, random acts of blowjob?
I'll fuck a bitch off Craigslist. Are you
random
fucking
random acts of blowjob
was
the first
really?
Place I started.
You got one?
I got one.
What the hell?
You got
wrong?
A success?
I got a success in
you got
DC.
A did
off
you
what?
Post? Or
no,
did you
no,
go
no.
to a lady?
I followed the post.
Yeah.
I followed the post and it was right after I'd lost a bunch of weight. I was in DC. And so there's a subreddit called Random Acts of Blowjob. And it's
R-O-A-B-J.
Generally... It's dudes requesting blowjobs. Mm-hmm. But once in a blue moon, it's a lady like, hey, I'm in a city. I want to suck dick.
And look, you're going to have to wait through a sea of dicks to get to that lady.
Yeah.
Not anymore. They have filters now.
Yeah.
But all right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
But so this was back
not
in the day where it was like, you were
the
getting
game
like,
has changed.
Yeah.
If you're getting like a StockX drop and you're like, I got to get the new like Yeezy Lows. You're one of the first 10 people.
Now the bots get them.
Dude, exactly.
You're
but
a
the
sex
bots,
bot. You're like, yo, my dick's fucking ready.
My dick is
the
ready.
The bots have not
I'm
infected the Ben and Jerry dunks of puss. So I was on the subreddit and there was a lady, she's like 24F DC
Yeesh.
Looking for cock. And I was like, I have cock. I don't have much.
Your search is over, madam.
But m'lady, yeah, I have an adequate amount.
Yeah, I am your king. Dude, you got a piece, dude?
Some would call a mouthful.
Wait, dude, you're a fat guy with a piece?
No.
No. Wait, what subreddit?
Random Acts of Blowjob.
Okay. Is it still around?
Yeah.
Just, get your phone out. Take notes.
No, it's
right there.
Yeah, there it is.
Look, a success story in Philly.
Yeah, dude. Whoa.
That's
dude,
right.
Can we have them?
Married
all
slut
the fucking...
takes a big facial. Can we click that?
Looking for no, old dude. Boy toys.
I'm trying not to beat off anymore.
No, why? Are you saving your power?
I don't beat off either. Yeah, I preserve it. I turn into anger January. And resentment, and it makes me stronger.
It's February.
It's dry January, right?
It's that's blow history month.
Yeah. Load history month. Oh, man. I never intentionally don't jack off. That's so mean to do to yourself. But I was on tour with the Dope City guys. So it's two dudes co-headlining and me opening. So we all shared hotel rooms with a suite.
Nice.
So we'd draw straws or flip coins for who got the suite versus who got the two beds in the room. And then it turns out like 3 days in, they're like, Mike, you snore like a fucking demon. You can always have the suite.
Dude, snoring? Blessing.
For
blessing
sure.
When you're sleeping with bros, because every time there's an individual room they can lock you in, they're like, you gotta get in there, dude. Yeah,
you
we can't sleep right
sleep
now.
Out oh, yet. Did you have yeah. no, sure. For yeah. sure. I didn't want to be like you for sure. Yeah. Like, I didn't want to we'll
sleep
like,
back.
Yeah, you probably have a dead dad. Yeah. What are you talking about? Stop saying the opposite.
I do have a dead dad.
I know.
That's crazy.
Dead sleep dad and no gag reflex, like salt and pepper, baby.
I've met Mike accused multiple women of having dead dads, and he's always been right.
The day my dad died, I lost my gag reflex. It was crazy.
No, okay.
He's like, I've gone to a better place. Lauren, stop choking.
She's like, rigor mortis is delicious.
Daddy issues.
Rigor mortis.
Yeah, dude, that maybe was a stronger hard woman. R. What can I say? That's what happens when your dad
yeah,
dies.
Yeah, Eli, I bet you love hard R's, dude.
Yeah, retards.
Especially when they're hard, dude. They got dongs on them. Kai, you've been very quiet this whole time. Are you worried about something?
No,
he's sweating.
I've never had a chance to tell a black person.
He's sweating.
But my whole childhood up until college, I used to sing along to rap songs and I never said the N-word.
Wait, really?
No, I didn't say the N-word until I was like 18. Oh, I met a bunch of black people.
And they were like, say it in your car, dude. You could totally say it in your car. Like, black people aren't unreasonable with the N-word.
No, they robbed me a bunch of times, and then I got racist.
That's fair.
That happens. I don't think I've ever said it.
Say it in your car. I've said it in the streets.
I don't think even alone I've said it. Mm-mm.
Well, you're lying.
A waste of your time.
You're a damn liar.
Yeah, say it in your car.
You ever think
a convertible.
About that whenever you meet?
I don't trust any white people that have never said it. If you say I've never said it, I don't trust you.
That's I'm a sweet crazy little lie. Innocent girl.
What, saying that you never said it?
Yeah.
Saying
anyone that says I've never said it is a crazy
it's a fucking
liar.
Bullshit. It's you're bullshitting me from the introduction.
I'm like, scared.
You're not scared.
You're not. It's
you've said it before.
I've never said it. I've only screamed
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Where are you from, Lauren? Where are you from?
Upstate New York. Long Island originally.
You
but...
love black guys.
No, I don't.
Yeah, we just had her dad's dad.
There you go. That's why.
You got an ashtray?
Ashtray.
Here, I'll chug this drink and
it's
you can use
around
it.
It's coming around about there and there might be.
My drinks are empty right there. Take it.
Baby
right
boy.
There. Here.
I'm too late.
It's okay.
It's
just
all...
Just dipping my hand.
Man. Lauren, what do you like? I don't know. We've been controlling conversation.
Question.
Yeah, what do
I
like?
What do I like?
She's what do you want me to say?
She's like, what do I like and what? Guys. Like, just like sexually or
no,
in general?
No, just like in life, dude.
No,
what do you do?
Weirdo.
I know you do comedy. You got the damn tattoo, you hack. But like, what the fuck? Like,
don't talk about it. Yeah. Yeah.
Wait,
why did you bring it up?
This is my favorite fucking thing. So,
oh, now I'm going to say the word.
So I
don't say it right now.
So I'd met Lauren online, but I hadn't met her in person.
Online,
and then
on Reddit.
She came and visited. She was like, oh my God, I'm downtown.
You think she was a bot?
Yeah, for sure. Fucking
oh
great. It's another. Dude, I was for sure that you were another. What is Bing Bong's name? The Asian lady?
I thought you were another one of those.
A Chinese woman?
I just thought it was like a fake. Comedy hack thing.
Yeah,
or
do you live in a TikTok house?
Yeah, exactly.
No. He's a real human, though.
Sorta.
Who?
Sorta. She opened the Hollywood
Comedy. I know who she is.
You know what's so funny is that when she first started, she was just doing hacky, shitty Asian stuff. And now she's really good at doing hacky, shitty Asian stuff.
I'm about to get autistic.
God damn it.
I'm so glad you said it. I was...
the comedy world's going to shit. And it's worse now because it fucking crushes. And you're like, stop it, Allie Wong, you fucking bitch.
No, Allie Wrong, dude.
No. I like Asian comedians.
No, you don't.
I'm an Asian supremacist.
No, you're not.
Right. Yeah.
No,
Asians
you're
are
not.
The master race.
Name 10 Asian comedians.
Go.
No, no, he's going to do it. Don't do it.
No, he can
do
it. There's
Jackie Chan. Let me just tell you why Asians are the master race. Asians are the least incarcerated. They're the highest paid. They're the most educated. Asian men even make the best women.
Yeah, with plastic surgery.
And they got to get round up. Crazy flexibility.
Dude,
they're smaller, they're more efficient, they do kung fu.
Every hot Asian lady has round eye plastic surgery.
Yes.
Yeah.
Give me the anime eyes. I want to look like Sailor Poon.
Fuck me, dude.
You'll be all right.
This is not good.
How do you feel about plastic surgery, Mike?
I love it, dude.
I hate it.
I got reconstructive surgery. It was technically a plastic.
She got a breast reduction.
So I got a breast reduction. How dare you? Oh my God, you are such mad.
How big were they?
They were bigger than triple D's.
They were huge. You want to see a
picture? Yeah.
He does. Show the entire audience.
No, just show Lemaire.
No, just show me.
Yeah, just show Lemaire.
It's for us.
Just show Lemaire and then watch his smile.
Yeah, make him feel special.
Lauren,
there's a hot tub in my house. You want to come hang out?
Also, let me see them again.
Donate to the podcast $10. You see my pre
I'm not sharing
production
that with anyone. That is my $10.
Do they look the same?
It's for you. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Do they look
selling
the same?
Myself because I love you.
No, originally they looked like they were full, and now they look like if you stuck a straw in a Capri Sun.
Actually, okay, Mike, he told me in the car alone, he was like, don't tell anybody this, but actually your titties look better now.
Have you guys ever tried to get laid? Have you guys ever been alone in a car with a woman and just lied so that you could put your penis in something warm and wet?
A lot.
You guys ever done that?
You're please. Like, this is a safe space. You can say the N-word.
Worst part, she wouldn't.
I still did.
To both.
No.
Say it or
no.
Fuck you.
I rolled out of the car after that. No,
yeah, thank God. I didn't even stop.
I rolled my hard R's.
You're fine.
Take a look, honey.
See what I'm saying? So
okay, then
hair
swipe, and you'll see the after ones so right after surgery. Yeah. Careful, don't swipe the wrong way.
Yeah, they get bigger.
They just keep getting bigger.
One time she got stung by a bee right on the titties, and she was finally attractive.
Now, there's a whole folder in there. If you go back, it's called Jesus. Nudes. You can see them like nowadays. Go ahead, take a look.
I was just judging the before back and forth. Good catch.
Thank
I was
you
judging
think?
The back
what
and forth.
So what? Yeah, what did judges?
Yeah, give me scale on 1 to 10. Did you see the after pic?
Did your nipples change color or did like?
So they took them off
we're doing
my whole
a podcast
body.
And discussing
oh my
Lauren's
God.
Nipples. What are you doing?
Stop it.
We have callers on this show.
Caller, you're on the line.
Wait, they swapped.
They took
the
nipples my
nipples out?
Off my body and made them smaller and then sewed
to.
Them higher up.
Yeah.
Hello.
I
wow.
mean,
yeah.
It's three surgeries.
We're talking
in
about
one.
Lauren's tits.
That's like 1 degree away from being trans.
What are you doing?
Wait, Mike, I'm going to be asking you. We can't take a seventh person on this podcast.
So it was three surgeries in one. They it was a reduction, a lift, and a nipple graft. So I had 50 stitches in my titties.
How did they make you smarter?
I think it just came with it. Probably come the drugs on, afterwards.
Rules. Fuck you guys. That's a great joke.
That was a good joke, dude.
Yeah.
I loved it.
I'm not smarter.
I loved it. It's the glasses. She bought glasses after the reduction.
That's true, actually. I didn't get glasses until after my reduction.
You guys
want to
see
off.
Something
you
absolutely fucking
she got reduction, but
not
LASIK.
Do not do this
I mean, that's,
to me.
That's the dumb shit.
You look like a librarian that only has books on Kama Sutra.
Dude, 42.
No, she looks like a librarian of audiobooks.
You look like, you know, you look like a... You know, whatever.
Oh, girl comedy. So good.
Eli
like a person or whatever.
Eli is
overcompensating
for something.
You look like I'm taking you home tonight,
something.
So relax.
Yeah,
Eli,
it's Judaism.
No. I feel like you're like, I don't know what it is. Something in you, you don't have enough of something.
Dads. He's got a gay dad.
Yeah. Do you have a gay dad for real?
No.
Yeah.
Well, he did musical theater in college.
That's super gay.
And he stopped dating women. And we're not going to put him on blast.
Does somebody want to tell him? Does somebody want to tell him?
No.
Yeah, he might be gay. I might have a gay dad.
Is that what you're overcompensating for?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, can I be honest, dude?
Yeah.
No.
No.
We're too deep. Lamar, come on.
The only thing I can do is be honest.
Let's
dude.
Do it.
Look at my fucking index finger and thumbs are touching. I'm honest
bro,
right now.
Bro, you're yogiing right yeah, now. Yeah.
Just natural. I'm turning serious. Into a yogi, dude. Because I like you, Eli.
Holy shit, where's your top half? It's so camouflaged.
But Eli, I've known you for about 2 weeks now. And four out of the bunch of times I've seen you, you've talked about beating people up.
That's what I do all day.
Yeah.
That's my whole life.
He's not overcompensating for anything. Yeah. He is just a criminal.
And no, I literally train martial arts for hours every day. Yeah. That's what I do.
Yeah. No, I believe you.
So it'll come up in conversation. Yeah.
Okay.
It's because that makes me feel good, you know?
Yeah.
Like if I bomb at a comedy show, it's never that bad because I know that I could beat up the whole crowd. So it's like, by the way, you got to put these safeguards in place to make yourself feel good about yourself.
Most people view the crowd as naked to feel better.
Yeah.
He views the crowd as pussies to feel better. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, like, I could kill all naked. Of you. Yeah. Fucking idiots.
What kind of kung fu do you do?
Jiu-jitsu, MMA, Muay Thai, boxing.
Yeah.
MMA wrestling. Is not a discipline.
Okay.
Yeah, MMA is not. It's literally the mixing of the arts. It's not a discipline.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Just ask me what I do, and then tell me how to answer it. Cool.
Yeah. Do it wrong, then.
Do it right, dude. We're technicality guys, dude.
Give the microphone to Lauren. At least she's making sense. Oh wait, she has one.
MMA is a martial art.
Is it?
There's a specific class called MMA.
I'm gonna say,
of course,
Mike,
it's a class.
Real quick.
Oh, because
about this mic. No, no. Look at this mic. Why did you give her the one that looked like her boobs? That was not cool.
It does look like your tits got shot with a paintball gun.
It's as deflated as Lamar's making my ego.
No.
Oh, wait.
Dude, well, yeah.
Yeah. I think we all
you need it,
airdrop.
Dude. You'll become better. I'm probably the only person brave enough willing to take the ass beating to talk to you like this.
Close, yeah.
Yeah. Nah, dude. I'll get beat up. I don't give a fuck.
You know what? I don't fight Eli anymore because before you were good at stuff, I tapped you. When I can still use my fat strength and remembering.
Dude, we were in Vegas drunk, doing jiu-jitsu on the floor of a hotel in our boxers. Just us two.
The gayest
thing
of
all time.
No, that's fucking fun.
Oh, no.
That's boy shit right there,
bro. So, my old boss, I used to coach loan officers.
He tapped him because he fucked him.
I think he
grabbed the back of my head.
I came. We both
he like grabbed my head and went me like that.
I stacked him. So my
never
old job,
came so hard in my life.
My old job, I coached loan officers.
May I slap also?
The people that do
money, you know,
for houses. So there's a huge every year in Vegas. There's a huge loan officer conference, mortgage mastermind. George Bush has spoke there. Tony Robbins speaks there. It's a huge deal. My boss was like, hey, man, I need you to bring someone with you to the event that's down to work. Do you have any hot guy friends that can just come wear a suit and hand out my book to people? And I was like, oh, dude, Eli will come work. I'll tell my best friend to come work. So I'm like, Eli, you can come to work with me in Vegas. We'll get a free room. We're going to party. It's going to be so crazy.
Eli,
so,
you're gorgeous. You ever tried professional wrestling?
But then he says kinda. Yes. He says yes. And then I was like, all right, dude, it's time to go. And he goes, dude, I don't think I'm going to make it. My girlfriend's busy.
What I said was, dude, what do I need to do to make sure I don't fuck this up for you? Because I'm just like,
I don't know
how you think this is going to go, but I need you to tell me exactly what you need me to do. Mm-hmm. And he was like, just be yourself, man. Mm-hmm. And I was like, it's a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
Eli, you could be a great professional wrestler. You have you're doing all the things to be a great professional wrestler. Professional wrestling is everything you've done today.
I did jiu-jitsu in a luchador mask in a cage
wrestling?
Multiple times.
That's sick.
Is that like
did you win?
Similar?
Do you think that he would be the
have
best
you
Von Erich if he just
like
killed himself?
That's part of the MMA.
I bet you have.
What would his wrestler name be?
My gay thoughts. It's what he's wrestling with.
MGT.
It's Octavius Thunder.
Ooh,
that's Octavius Thunder. That's my Instagram handle.
That's actually how I met him.
Yeah. On IG?
Dude, no.
In the octagon?
I was like 5 months into comedy and I signed up for this bullshit, awful open mic at Cenote. It's a Friday mic. So I go and I sign up and I look at all the people on the mic and there's a person signed up named Octavius Thunder. And I know everybody in the scene. I was like, I have no idea who this could be. So I watch all the terrible people. And then this dude goes up in banana shorts and he gets up there and he goes, how come my mom says I'm handsome, but only bangs all my friends? I was like, this dude fucking rules. What a hilarious guy.
That's so fucking funny, dude.
So he crushes on the fucking open mic. So he comes over and we're like smoking a blunt in a circle and passing it around. And then me and him are talking. Course. And then everybody else keeps trying to chime in. And they can't because they suck so bad at comedy because it was women mostly. And so we had like a good time. We're like, oh, let's be friends forever. Stop.
Mike was like, want to go do drugs?
Anything. Yeah.
And I was like, yes. I agree with you. Women aren't funny.
Thank God.
I agree with you. 100%.
But they're beautiful and they're our That's connection to the spirit
You think
realm.
I made it this far because I'm funny? Come on.
No, it's the filler. No. No.
Nobody said that.
Yeah, what?
It's a rhetorical
yeah,
question.
Yeah, I wanted a funny girl on my podcast. A retarded That'll help with views.
I was going to say, I'm not going to.
Yeah, next week, say tune it. In for Lori Kilmartin.
Say it.
Just bringing funny ladies on the pod. Adrian Iapolucci's next week after that.
Guys gave me the microphone just so I could grip something the whole time.
Did you ever finish your R-A-O-B-J story?
I just got sucked up by a lady. And
yeah.
Was she hot at all?
No, she's very gross.
Okay. Fuck you.
I was Dude. Okay with not finishing the story.
I had a
she had big eye of Zoltar kind of thing going on.
I don't remember the
crooked eyebrows, stroke face. You know,
I hit the back in Philly. I hit the Philly R for R subreddit.
Yeah.
You know, I hit it, and
you
there
guys
was
are
a
dumb.
This is a success story. This is a success. I hit the story, and then I went to this lady's house. She was out in like West Philly. And in the house, it was just like, I walked in the door. It was just a bed with her on it, like pig position.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then just like a bowl full of condoms. And she's like, grab a condom.
Bowl full?
Yeah.
She had a full schedule that day.
Yeah. No, it was just a lady who liked to get fucking railed all day.
Dude, I had a buddy of mine. So he was like super ripped and a very good looking dude.
Yeah.
But completely autistic.
Yeah.
Just could not talk to ladies. Full retard.
That's me.
So he, no,
I'm
no.
I'm so fucking ripped.
No,
dude.
No. You can at least like, ooh, your way. Yeah. That
I can be
is,
at least like, ooh, can I see cheese?
Yeah. Bingo. He can't even do that. He was full retard. He was just a goofball of a human. He was an auteur. He did all of the production and filmography for a bunch of feature films. So he had just finished a feature and I had just won Salesman of the Year. So I got this huge fucking bonus. I was like, maybe delete that. I don't know. I was like, let's go to the strip club and go have a good time. So we go to the strip club. First girl that comes over and gives him a lap dance, he falls in love. Just immediately is like, I'm going to marry this girl. And I've
She's my wife. She has an Adventure Time tattoo. I'm going to love her.
Big, you get it, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm autistic and I love strippers.
Dude, they are the most kryptonite because they know how to talk to you. It's like no one is good at talking to me. And you're
yeah,
retarded.
Dude, most
huge
women
hits.
Don't have game.
At all.
And strippers know how to manipulate.
So much game. They have to get the money out. And so it's like,
do you think do you think I have game?
No. But
really?
So yeah, it's fine.
I do.
So,
think?
No, he's still trying to smash. But so
yeah. Is that
no, I
subscribe
think
to
like,
the
it's
Patreon.
Like Mike said,
no,
he
I think
likes
she's
my
manipulative.
Post-op titties, like just trying to fuck.
They're nice.
Anyways, yeah, they're fine.
If we enough people subscribe to the Patreon, you know, we're getting them bigger again.
Yes.
My doctor wouldn't let me go smaller because he was like, most women get them really small and then come back and want.
Yeah, I'm sorry, he's a humanitarian.
Yeah.
What
I remember
great
when
guy.
He did it when
Can we
he,
give him a shout out?
When he came in to
yeah,
like mark
name?
Me up right before surgery, yeah. He had four med students with him and he comes in with a
like,
Sharpie.
Check these out.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Those are all his frat brothers.
He comes in and he lifts up my boob to mark it and he goes, can I get some napkins for the perspiration under here?
Your doctor, yeah. He was like, excuse me, miss.
One of the med students laughed, and he was like, get the fuck out.
He was like I'm sorry, I can't make them smaller because most girls miss the attention so much.
Your self-esteem can't handle it.
I still get all the attention.
So
yeah. I still get all the attention.
No, they're just like C's now. They're fine. They're great.
They're good.
Yeah.
They're nice.
C's are the perfect size.
Okay, that's what matters.
C's are perfect
boobs. I can still titty fuck. And that's what I asked for. He said, what do you want? And I said, just make sure I can titty fuck still so I have some sort of personality.
Did you say that to your doctor?
You said that to your doctor?
Who did you go to? Dr. Dre?
Yeah.
I went to Dr. Tucker Max. In my basement. This is,
did your doctor let her go?
Yeah. No, he was like, well, let me see. Years old.
He keeps taking out and put his dick in. He's like, these are, hold on, let me make them smaller.
Flub.
He goes, no, those are too small. I can't come.
That's exactly, we're pumping how you back up. It.
Like Reebok
That's
shoes.
Exactly. The medical students were absolutely shook. They were like, yeah, this is how you do medicine.
They're like, she's what, the one Asian guy was like, I could titty fuck an A cup.
Pump up tits where you just press something on their shoulder and they just get bigger. That's genius.
They have that for the training boys.
What?
When the girls and pop their pussy out and make it into a penis.
You said that about me earlier.
No, but training boys. When they go from girl to boy.
Oh, like get the surgery.
When they get it flip flopped out.
You can blow it out.
They
again.
Can get a new dick where they have a pump in their balls.
Oh.
So one of the balls, they squeeze it and it pumps up like a Reebok.
I fucking love this podcast.
I hate this conversation.
You don't want to squeeze a ball and pump up your penis?
No.
The thought of
transgender surgery makes me very uncomfortable.
My brother's transgender.
You can like feel it.
I have a transgender brother.
People with ED also have the same pump.
No, I have a transgender brother.
Or sister?
He was born female and now he goes by a male. But if you saw him today, you would have no idea.
My middle 10 minutes that I do?
So
this is literally my bitch.
Can I be honest?
You mean Bart was special? You fucking idiot.
How much? What's like the percentage?
How much wood would a woodchuck if a woodchuck still had wood?
You know, because
again, very broad.
I love FTM. So, like, what's the fucking percentage?
Jesus Christ!
I have a percentage.
Buck Angel.
Percentage of
I what? Hate Buck Angel. I hate
like
Buck Angel.
Like, how much testosterone's running through his body now?
What's like the surgery percentage?
He got top surgery, and then like the thing is like when you're a female and you start taking testosterone and you don't get bottom surgery, what happens is
your clit is
real big.
And a big old earthworm.
Sick,
yeah,
dude.
I don't
want to
say too much about him though because I love him and like I don't want to make him uncomfortable.
We'll just
leave it. He has a huge clit.
Because here's what happens when people think about big clits, they think a penis.
Well, a clit technically is like it was supposed to form.
I think when you leave a potato near water too long and it just starts growing.
The roots.
Yeah, the roots come out towards the water.
A trans clit. I'm just going to tell you guys.
Thank you.
Trans male clit is not a penis. No. It's just like a.
It's a big clit.
It's just a bigger clit.
So
it just looks the same, but it's like more already swollen.
You can do like thumb wars.
Have
with
you
it.
Sucked a dick?
No.
Have you had sex
sucked
with
a girl
a
clit?
Female to male trans person? I've had sex with.
I know this is my podcast.
I've had
but
sex
I have
with
pee.
Females on testosterone.
Interesting.
In my opinion,
I bet they're way hornier. Well, testosterone is the horny hormone.
And it's like fucking, it's so...
All right,
it's,
quick, Mike's gone. Let's talk shit about him. Real quick.
I can't talk shit about Mike.
He has bigger tits than you.
There's nothing to talk shit about Mike about. I haven't found it.
Yeah, he's a good dude. Mike honestly has introduced me to everybody here. Like right off the bat, I came in and he's like the one guy that actually was like took me seriously as a comic coming in. Every other comic,
I mean, not on this podcast.
He's just trying to show off. Yeah. He literally purposely brought me on this podcast just to fuck with me, like just so he could fucking roast me the whole time. But
that's all about you.
Mike is a great. thank you. Mike is a great guy. No, he introduced me to everybody and he actually was like the first one right off the bat to like instantly take me seriously as a comic and not just like kind of this like little dainty thing that came into Austin saying it. Everyone was like, she's a clout chaser, she's just saying that to get into the clubs and
you know,
make
if
these
you,
comics
if you actually get to know true. If you actually get to know Mike, he's a really bad person.
I'm waiting. I've only known him 2 weeks,
salesman,
don't take
dude.
My word for it.
He's
but
a salesman. We're supposed to feel like he's great. You know?
Yeah, I think he's actually just like pimping me off.
He already said he's salesman of the. He was salesman of the year.
Yeah,
you know how slimy you got to be to
admit that. You know he built a company and sold it.
That's beautiful. He's fucking,
oh yeah. See, so Mike lost a bunch of weight, and then he was in a movie about weight loss, and it took them like a year to release the movie. So he showed up to the movie premiere fat again.
That's hilarious. That's so funny.
Now, what an accomplishment for Mike.
It's awesome to get skinny and then get fat again.
Oh my God. Okay, everybody shut up.
We're talking about how you sold a business.
Yeah.
No, dude, I was saying how like Lauren asked like, how do we actually feel about Mike?
We don't got to run it back.
No, we
got to
run it back.
Be redundant.
He's back in, dude.
Yeah, back in.
We got to
get him context. How do we feel about Mike?
I said really good things about you.
You're great, but you're great because you want us to feel like you're great. Like, you could be a piece of shit if we needed to.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's the only way to sell a business.
I said that you introduced me to everybody, but I think you're actually just secretly pimping me behind my back.
No.
Yeah, how much do I owe you?
Shut up, dog.
300.
Almost nothing.
300.
Wait, how long? How long can you go?
I saw the belly button picture for more than that.
Eli, how long
can you go?
Jesus
Christ.
How long?
I used to sell belly button pictures.
That belly button looks more dehydrated than your nipples.
Different.
Eli, what's your fucking stamina like in sex?
I don't selfie pics. I do belly buttons.
It depends.
How long can you go?
It depends. I'll go till they come.
Bullshit. Oh, I didn't finish this.
Bullshit.
So when By the way, touring what a gentleman.
No.
As I would say.
Well,
How am I supposed to manipulate a woman I can't make cum?
Sweet. Whisper sweet Great nothings point. In her ear. Great so point. Easy.
Oh, your dad loves you.
I don't want to do that.
Your,
dad, nice.
Your dad's not doing
Dude, it's so easy to trick women.
But he's super fucking dead.
Let me.
Eli has tattooed above his dick, your dad loves you.
I have a tattooed on me.
He doesn't.
That's a good idea.
I already got that on there.
It's a chemical. Your arm is Eli's dick?
Yeah,
I actually have the Louis Vuitton monogram on my ball sack, so I can say I have a designer bag.
Yeah,
it's just like a
wow. That's not just a joke.
No, it's black, but he's white.
That hurts so much.
It's the craziest shit I've ever seen.
Dude, his face. So the craziest thing in the world was that Eli was like, "I'm gonna go get this tattoo," and I was like, "No way, I'm gonna go."
My dick's white.
So we go and we hang out. There's a girl getting a tattoo beforehand, and me and Eli are sitting there, and he goes, "Hey, let me get your number." She goes, "No." And then he goes and stretches his sack out to get the tattoo. And she goes, "I'm not going to give you my number, but I have a friend that I think would like you." And then she gives him a different girl's number. And then the other girl's like, "Here's my number."
Whenever a dude asks me for my number.
Two numbers from just pulling his fucking bat wing out.
Whenever a dude asks me for my number, I give him my ex-boyfriend's number.
Nice, dude. Girls are so funny.
I've been texting him all night.
Yeah.
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
He's like, "I'll see you in the bathroom." He's like, "I'm here. What's up?"
He also says the N-word. So,
that's how you knew it wasn't her.
My ex is the whitest white boy ever to exist.
Oh, then he definitely says it.
And he says it. And it's so bad.
Oh my God.
I know.
That's so
crazy. I won't say his name.
Does he say at home with you around, or does he say it?
When did he transition?
I know. I haven't seen him in a long time now.
Did he say it?
His name is Rachel Dolezal.
No, he would say it with like his white ass.
You know, she just got fired for OnlyFans.
Like his white ass friends.
Oh, yeah. Her OnlyFans was not great.
Who's?
I didn't look.
Rachel Dolezal.
Did she get fired from OnlyFans?
Well, yeah, she's black.
No, you didn't get fired from sick, OnlyFans?
I loved her OnlyFans.
No, not...
She didn't put enough stuff in.
Bruh.
In her ass?
Bruh.
Yeah. Can you... That's like more content.
Will you type in Dolezal Leaks? D-O-L-E-Z-A-L. No, dude,
I got a Discord for my podcast
dude,
called...
Dude, my fucking boy! Discord is the shit,
my
dude.
Podcast is called...
That is the best way to just trade illegal materials.
The podcast is called Panties in the Mouth.
Okay.
Yeah, and we have a simp chat in our Discord.
Jesus Christ.
The chat is called Panalini's Palace.
Are we switching over to this podcast right now?
No, well, we've been doing it the whole time.
We've been doing it the whole time.
Yeah.
Talk about colonization. From us.
Right.
More like colonization.
It's his month, give it to him.
There's a video of her like just fucking dildoing her fucking self.
Yeah, but just in the front hole.
Yeah, she's a politician, bro.
She's not a politician.
She's a lady.
She's a hoetician, dude.
She's representing all black people, dude.
Wow, that's not who I am.
Not true.
Oh, look, panties in the mouth. Look how close. Oh, you're looking up the Discord. I thought you were looking up fucking Rachel Dolezal. I was like, look how fucking
did. Rachel Dolezal.
Oh,
the panties in the mouth showed up immediately.
Discord is the number one link. Oh, you searched Discord. Maybe I'm
sorry. Discord has porn.
Yeah, I'm fucking drunk.
Kai, have you done any cool sexcapades because of your famous
that
you can talk about on a podcast?
Probably not. You can talk about it on a podcast because I want to keep working.
Check this out. No one's gonna see it,
dude. You seem like you seem like a really nice guy.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much, man.
You're making really fucking calculated jokes too.
Cheers. Thank you very much, man. I appreciate that very much.
Hollywood.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, Kais, are you in the Illuminati?
No comment.
He is the Illuminati.
But by the way, that face, she didn't get fired from OnlyFans, by the way. She got fired from her university job.
Yeah. I get that. They
which is insane
OnlyFans.
That she was a teacher.
They just recently discovered her OnlyFans.
Yeah,
I'm going to teach you how to talk. is how we talk here.
She was teaching a class at African-American
Studies. She's the female Sam Hyde.
Look,
I'm going to teach you how to put your foot in it.
I'm going to say this, and it's probably going to get me in trouble because I said some other things the other day on another podcast. But like, dude, Rachel Dolezal has done so much more for black people than actual black people have.
Whoa.
Well, is this who you guys are talking about right now on the TV?
She was literally the head of the NAACP in Washington.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So she was running the shit.
Yeah.
And she was doing shit. But
I can't think of a tag that won't be terrible.
I don't. What did she do?
I don't know. But it's more than other niggas.
You're like, she did more for black people. And I'm like, well, what did she do?
Well crazy. Dude, but like,
Like 15 blowjobs is fine. But
by
like,
virtue of being NAACP president, you have more to for do the black stuff, community. You
know and what also, I mean? She was there forever without being found out.
Dude, literally nobody found out until the internet.
No, it's crazy.
So we want to talk about it. 2019.
What'd your dad die of? Black?
Wow, this just took a very...
Yeah.
No, I was trying to see who's done more for the black community.
No, so my dad died of cardiomyopathy. So he had an enlarged heart.
Talk about apathy. He didn't even care about your career.
He didn't even get the COVID vaccine.
I wasn't a comic when my dad died. He was a different kind of disappointed in me before he died.
The one listener just switched the channel.
My dad was cool.
Oh, well, you know, sure. God has a plan. He was God's awesome. Plan was for your dad to die before he could see you.
He
fail
went
at
to the movie.
Comedy.
He had like a whole plan that day. He went to the movies, and God was like, "Okay, but that's it." And then he died.
What movie?
Yeah, what movie?
Dark Knight. Actually, this is interesting. It was
Tyler Perry's Madea.
It
was Medea's. It was Medea's.
Big
what's the
Milky
disease?
Mommy.
He got Medea goes to the moon. You know,
Medea goes to heaven.
Yeah. He saw A Good Day in the Neighborhood.
Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers, and I didn't. Tom he Hanks? Saw that the night.
That's
yes.
a good last movie.
He saw. Yes. He no, it's saw not. That the night that he died in the theater, and then went home and he died.
He should have seen Nope.
And I didn't. Everyone told me to watch the movie for like 4 years, and I couldn't do it. None of my siblings and I could do it. It was really hard. But right before I moved to Austin, I was like doing all this healing and stuff. Oh, wow. And I watched it like.
I can't believe I gave her a microphone.
I watched it like 4 days before I moved here finally. I was like the first one out of my siblings. And
you came?
It was, yeah.
Dude, I understand what you're talking about.
Day in the news.
Daddy!
I had a girlfriend who died and I could not watch like people dying in movies for like a year.
Oh, no. How'd she die?
Whoa. Pancreatitis.
That would have been such an easy fix too.
I know. It fucking sucks so hard. She died because she was a black lady going to white hospitals.
Yeah.
Fucking idiot.
I'm glad you said it. I couldn't.
It's literally why she
go
died.
Go to Grambling State Medical Dude, University.
Go to Rachel Dolezal University.
Dude, anytime people talk about like black women not getting enough medical, that's my fucking cause. I'm like, oh yeah, fucking shut up.
For sure. They keep letting them have babies.
Yeah.
I worked at
a
trying
law to stop
firm,
it.
And that's true. Black women actually, like we saw more at the law firm I worked at, we did medical malpractice, and we saw more like black women that had medical malpractice cases than white ones, especially when it came to giving birth.
Well, because they came in there like, my practice, what's up?
The doctors, and she's never said the N-word. Dude,
the doctors literally said
I think
sent
we all have determined
times.
That I lied.
Jesus Christ.
I think we've determined that I lied. Dude, I was just trying to make it feel
like,
okay.
Medicine in general is fucked.
Well, now he thinks you're a liar.
But then adding racism to it is the fucking worst.
Yeah.
So I'm a fat person. I'm probably going to die soon.
Yeah.
So
I agree. Me too.
Thank you for describing yourself to your blind audience.
Blind listeners. If you see like Lauren hears, well, guess what? I'm fat. She's deaf. But
I am deaf.
So.
But you heard that.
Maybe like 6 months ago.
Half deaf.
I woke up at like 4 or 5 in the morning and my heart was beating through my chest. I check my pulse. My heart rate's like 185. It's like, oh my God, this is terrible. So I'm like, oh, I'm having a heart attack.
Yeah.
I should go to the hospital. And me being me, my first thought was, what pants should I wear to the hospital? That'll be funny. So I put on my ice cream sweatpants and I put on a Bucky's t-shirt and then I'm leaving.
Just in
my,
case they couldn't tell he was a fat
I'm
guy.
I'm leaving my house, and I remember as I was locking the door, I was like, be gentle so your roommates don't wake up. Like, in case you're having a heart attack, don't wake your roommates up. So I drive.
When you think about your roommates, that's when you know you're not having a heart attack.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I didn't know. Yeah. I just thought I was dying, and I was being conscientious.
I can't wake people up. They can't find my body.
He laid down outside so they could just roll him down.
He goes, don't worry, I'll sleep this off.
Dude, I told him.
Forever.
If I think I'm dying, when I'm leaving, I'm making the most noise. Bro. Like,
when I'm dying, in case
the noise stops, it's over.
I'm just going to shout the N-word. I'm going to shout rape, fire, and the N-word as much as I can in a crowded area.
People will show up.
I'm taking people with me.
Yeah. Some people will be like, all right, world star.
Yeah, yeah. I'll be famous even in death. Follow me at. That's my last, my dying words.
Yeah. You know Nipsey Hussle's dying words?
I fucking hate Roscoe's chicken and waffles.
Nipsey Hussle's dying words.
That shit was mid.
You got me. Is that true?
Yeah, I think that's true.
Hilarious.
I read it in like a.
He was at Roscoe's though.
He was at
He wasn't at Roscoe's.
He was at his store. He was at the.
Yeah, he was not at Roscoe's.
Who was at Roscoe's?
He was on Crenshaw and Pico.
Who was at Roscoe's? Me.
No,
I love Roscoe's.
Like, is it 6 good? Months ago, a cool guy got shot. Good.
Okay.
The Pitbull drink.
P&B Rock.
Yeah.
P&B Rock. Yeah. He's from Philly. He got shot in Roscoe's. Yeah.
He
And he said
his girlfriend I posted on Instagram that they were at Roscoe's, and then he got shot up like 30 minutes later, and then everybody on the internet was like, how did they find him? And they found the chick posted about Roscoe's.
Everybody on the internet was also saying it's a setup. Not that I believe that.
That's why you don't post your location if you're famous.
Bro.
Kite. You're the only one.
Nobody knows I'm here. And they won't. Because I need you to scrub me of this fucking podcast. I need you to Men in Black me.
Yeah. Dude, what a time to record a podcast that will never be released.
You're not going
to
release it?
No, really? I'm going to. I don't
just know when to listen to it.
My mom will be so proud of me. You have to release it.
How long have you been going?
I will. 45. You know I want 45. To. Yeah. No.
That's a good 45.
I can't.
You're tucked in with your stupid fucking body.
Have you thought about
what your last words would be?
Unbutton it. That's the end of the pod.
Then I gotta
show. That's the end of the pod.
All right. At the end of this pod, which camera is it? At the end of this pod, Lauren Allen will show her famous.
Why are you talking in third person?
Tits.
Lauren.
We'll
Lauren,
be back Lauren, right after this commercial.
Don't do it.
Wow. I invite LeBaron and he just ruins the podcast.
Yeah, I'm sorry, dude. I'm trying to get your Patreon up.
I know.
Oh, no, it's not ever going to happen.
It's just this podcast, but she's naked.
Yeah, so worse.
It's not,
yeah,
not well thought out.
Yeah, we
just four guys going,
and she's just going like this.
Stop it.
That ain't wear a sports bra.
Yeah, stop that.
Look away.
Yeah.
Kite, have you ever had any moments in your career where you were like, man, showbiz is retarded. I hate this so much. Yeah. Besides when I opened for you.
Yeah, when you just opened for me at that
at Narbonne?
At that, bro, I thought I was like, man, I was on TV. What happened?
I can't believe you said yes. That was a crazy decision crazy? On your part.
I genuinely like, who's the guy that runs it?
Derek Demphal.
He's a sweet
That's
guy.
A real person.
Real dude. Yeah, he sounds like he's a Harry Potter teacher as well. And but he's definitely Hufflepuff. Yeah, you know what I'm saying, Hufflepuff.
I'm Hufflepuff.
Damn, he sounds Hufflepuff.
Bro, he do, right?
I took the test. I am Hufflepuff and autistic.
I'm a, what's not Slytherin?
Ravenclaw.
I'm Ravenclaw.
Gryffindor.
I'm Ravenclaw.
Okay.
You. I can see
so
that.
So I feel whenever I see that guy, he's always.
Nobody's going to remember me.
What? Are you Ravenclaw?
Yeah, nobody's going to know.
Yeah. I can't think of a single Ravenclaw.
Nah, dude, Trey, not a single one.
That guy from Saltburn.
I get the fuck Graves? That's a good Ravenclaw ability. I love fucking the graves of my enemy. I want
Barry
you all my enemies
well, what's
to
your
know.
House?
Okay, this took me a while, but Harry Potism. Okay. It took
me. Wow.
You should have took uni longer. You should have thought on it longer.
That's a wizard dog who's autistic.
What's your house? Do you know your house?
I like that. Come on, dude. And that's the name of this podcast.
Yeah.
I don't know what I am. Whatever.
You never took the test?
No.
He's unhoused.
There's a fifth one.
Do you know yours?
It's where they put the Jews.
You guys know yours?
Yeah, I'm a Hufflepuff.
You are?
You're a cream puff.
Quincy's. I knew we'd be in the same house.
You're a Hufflepuff?
You're so Hufflepuff, bro.
I'm... Not in a fucking movie.
No,
I live in a real life.
Eli has sex instead.
Hufflepuff has all the. You're Slytherin then. Hufflepuff has all the
I'll
girls.
Slytherin.
Hufflepuff is all the girls. Mike's is like, come on, and then fucking all the
come
girls
on,
secretly,
bitches.
And you get all the girls. He doesn't get.
Bro, you're shaped
and you're
like
the
one trying to
snape
snitch.
Everyone.
Yeah. Somebody grab me.
You're shaped like a snitch.
No, I'm like the badger.
Oh, you're a serial Snapeist.
I like it, dude.
No, me yes means no.
Sorry,
Jonathan. If you put your hair over your, can I call you John? Is that okay?
You can, but no one else. I mean,
no, what do you prefer,
Jonathan?
Really?
That's okay.
Can I call you Onat?
Yeah. No means yes.
Dude. Oh my god, my mom's gonna cream her panties when she watches this. She loves Harry Potter.
I appreciate that. Yeah, Alan Rickman, dude, yeah, one of the best guys.
R.I.P. Dude.
R.I.P.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
R.I.P.
That guy's fucking awesome.
Yeah, what was Bruce's John McClane?
McClane.
Yeah.
McClane. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Who's your favorite impression to
do? I don't know. Maybe Tom Hanks.
Yeah?
Because even tonight when that crowd was dog shit, I did Tom Hanks and they were just like...
Dude, Tom Hanks with the Epstein list? Fucking...
Dude.
Crush it.
He was on the list, right?
But I don't... But the problem is that so many people were just there in general.
Yeah.
And also he loaned out his plane. Like, he loaned it to Trump. So it's like, who knows what...
Well, hold on. He loaned it to Trump so he could get to Kidfuck Island faster. He didn't loan
Trump
it.
Was only, to go from, like,
Trump was only on
Epstein's
flight logs one time in 1993.
What island?
But he's there Kidfuck. Dancing at
What's
the party.
That? Whoa, there's fucking James. Children here. I gotta leave.
Yeah. I love it. The children
None
are so
None of these
good.
Girls
can you do,
are
Can you do a Donald Trump impersonation?
I'm not gonna fuck these children.
Very, very bold stance.
I'd rather buy her pussy.
Not everyone on Epstein Island would fucking kids.
I will pee on them. Yeah. Jonathan, I live with Shane. That's a great impression.
Oh, you do. Very cool, man. Yeah.
Right. My Trump is, it's a little bit, excuse me, this little girl right here. I can't tell. If you don't show me her ID, I think she's of age. So I'm going to take out my cock and unload a lot.
I met this girl, Jizz Lane. You know, she showed
they
me.
Say the red wave. I'm about to show you the yellow.
That's amazing.
I love you. Trump's cock, they get orange on their face.
Lemaire, what's living with Shane like?
I don't know how to describe
it. Okay. You say living
like
with
Shane? Like, career, so
is he kind of mad at you all the time?
Yeah.
Did you say that? You said living with Shane?
Yeah.
Like Gillis?
Yeah.
You live with Shane Gillis?
Yeah.
Does he tell you to clean up after yourself a lot?
Good thing you showed me your tits already.
Idiot.
Text him right now.
No, he's watching Planet of the Apes.
Why is he always mad at you?
Because it's funny.
Because he's watching Planet of the Apes.
Because it's funny. It's funny.
Stop destroying society.
No. He's always like, Lemaire, when are you going to leave? Just goofing.
He's like, Lemaire, I don't own you. I set you free. Yeah, yeah. And you're like, no, I'm going to stay.
Yeah. You ever say yes,
Massa? I was going to say, but you don't seem like you seem like the nicest guy.
I'm nice. I don't do anything.
Are you clean? Like, do you clean up yourself?
I'm so fucking clean.
I'm so fucking clean.
I'm so fucking clean.
I fart all my stains off the toilet. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I was going to say, I only shit my pants twice this year.
Dude, it's crazy living at Shane's house because, like, random famous people come over to stay. Like, one night, Simon Rex came over and hang out. Yeah, it was also, I don't know.
Simon Rex is a man.
Yeah, it was sick.
His name's dumb as hell, though. Simon Rex? Get a new name, idiot.
His parents were both rescue dogs.
Yeah. His mom, Tyler and Tiana, dude. They were both going by T-Rex.
It's short for Rexinski. Probably.
Yeah, Rexburg. Yeah.
More like Rex the Banks. That just sucks, dude. What are you talking about?
Rex the Banks, dude, yeah.
Rex it Ralph.
Yeah. Do you know who Jeff Dabe is?
No.
No.
So he's a man. He lives in Minnesota. He's a prolific arm wrestler, but he was born with monster hands.
Oh, dude, I know
Rudy
this guy.
Rudy is friends with him.
Yo.
Shout out Rudy Povich, but Rudy
my
is
boy
friends
Rudy
with him.
Povich.
So Jeff Dabe, his ring finger, his ring size is a 74.
What's a regular one?
I have monster hands. I wear a 13.
Can we Google this?
So when a woman is dilated, it's a 70.
Yeah.
His hand is
Google Jeff Dabe.
When a woman's dilated, it's 70?
It's him up there.
He has a finger that's the width of a birth canal.
Just type in Jeff Dabe hand.
Is he the arm wrestle guy?
Wait, are his forearms like that too? Holy shit.
So there's a very famous picture of Andre the Giant holding a beer can.
That's my kind of man.
Also, here's the crazy part.
If he finger fucked me with that dick of a hand, he'd never come early.
Imagine he fingers his wife once.
She's fucking dead destroyed. She's
any
destroyed.
Finger, dude. Any of them.
She would choke on that shit.
Oh, D-A-B-E.
He sticks a thumb in there. He's fucking done. She's done.
Is that crazy?
Yeah, look at that. Look at that.
But he's normal sized, right? He's like a 6 foot.
Normal sized dude. Yeah. But he does Wreck-It Ralph cosplay.
That's called elephantitis.
Yeah. How does he get his hands?
I want to see him do a boxing match.
He was just born that way. But so when he does,
dude, look at the baby picture of them. You see the baby one? Yeah, get the baby one up.
That baby, he's deep in thought.
What am I going to do with these hands? What the hell am I going to do?
He looks like that mugshot of Gavin McInnes.
Holy shit!
He looks like those fucking things.
He looks like Popeye. He looks like Popeye.
Remember earlier I was like, I like hands.
Jeff Dabe, Wreck It Ralph. This is my favorite one. He did a Tosh.0 Redemption, and he dressed up as Wreck It Ralph.
Oh,
but
yeah.
There's never been a more perfect.
Or he could.
I'm a wreck it.
That's perfect.
I'm a wreck it.
Dude. It's John C. Reilly. It's just John C. Reilly.
John C. Reilly. He's going, I'm going to win a medal. Oh, I am going to win a medal.
John, are you an impression?
I do. I'm a stand up.
Are you an impression?
Okay. I don't know. You're not an impressions guy.
I do them very sparingly on stage. When I first started doing stand-up, I did them a lot, like 12 years ago.
Yeah.
And then now I'll do micro impressions where I'll just like do Ryan Reynolds like tonight or like
the Ryan Reynolds
and I'll do
gold.
Like one-offs. Or,
so good.
So, yeah.
It was
the
so
Ryan
good.
Fucks.
Yeah.
Can I get a little sample of Ryan Reynolds?
I love impersonations when other people do. Like, it's so cool to me.
Ryan Reynolds is a sick impression.
Can you do one?
Hi there, boys and girls. It's me, the owner of Mint Mobile, Aviation Gin, and the cutest dimples this side of Saskatchewan.
Dude, it's crazy how your face turns into the people you're emulating.
You have there, to. Yeah.
Well, Hugh Jackman and I are going to go jack each other off. He's
so
going to all
Frank
over my
Caliendo
Wolverine.
Frank Caliendo does lessons on how you can do impressions.
Yeah, he does.
And he does the face things.
You got to mold your face. It's the way to get the sound.
When I do Hanks, you got to do it. It is. It helps it mold the sound. That's exactly
like people
right.
When they do the Donald Trump one, they make like the perched lips and the hand movements.
I think you just have a face of like a vague white man.
Yeah, you
God
can
bless
morph
you.
It into
so
like
it's,
anything.
It just, like your face is the center of a Venn diagram of a bunch of other
but
faces.
I'll tell you. Dude, 100%. Holtzman came up to me tonight and I've known him for years,
yeah.
But I don't have facial hair right now. And so when he saw me, he looked at me and I went, buddy. And he went, hello. Like he does, like he was staring into my soul. And I'm like, how are you? And then he's like, I'm good. How are you? But something is off, right?
Yeah.
So then 5 minutes later, he comes up to me and he goes, oh my God, it's you.
Yeah.
He goes, I didn't recognize you. I just told Red Band, I thought you looked like a young David Copperfield.
That guy rapes.
David Copperfield copped a feel.
Dude, how cool is it for him to rape, though?
Good job, dude.
Could you imagine if you're getting raped by
he
David
those
Copperfield?
Allegations
like, oh my God, what's
disappear.
In me? He goes, my fingers. Like, that'd be so cool.
Where'd your fingers go?
Reach into my hat, pull out a child.
They're inside you. Yeah, he's young David Copperfield.
Where are my fingers?
I'd fuck
inside you. He opened up your pussy. He's like, is this your finger? We're having fun.
I thought this was going to be so fun.
You're not having fun?
Yeah.
Are you not having a good time?
I'm having a blast.
Because we're not talking about her tits.
Don't ruin it for us.
I'm so glad you brought that up. Can we get back to that? Thank you.
So, if you guys didn't have any talents, what would you prefer to have? Tits or ass?
Tits.
No, we didn't ask you. We already got that answer.
But like,
on me? On my body?
Dude, can I be honest? I love a talented lady.
Yeah?
I love a talented woman. A woman who's like good at their
so
craft.
So you gotta hate Austin.
I don't want a woman that's more talented than me, though.
Can I ask you?
No, yeah.
I don't want to be outshined
dude,
by a woman.
I would love a Beyonce, dude. I would love
don't
a
worry, you're not anywhere near.
A Beyonce's fucking.
What's your favorite talent that you've had in a girl that you've been with?
Todd cherished him, and
actually,
not with her tongue.
She would make crafts. She was like very crafty. She'd make
macaroni
stuffed dolls and like,
she can tie his dick into a ball.
Dude, craft dinner.
Come on, I like.
What
that.
Did you get her for her 13th birthday?
A macaroni necklace.
She like learned how to like fix cars. She was very crafty. She went to boxing class. She did all fucking free classes.
That is a lesbian.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Dude, lesbians are hot.
I didn't say she was a hot.
Austin has a lot of hot lesbians.
I know.
I see like two dimes just making out. I'm like, I'm jealous of both of you. Let me just, can I just be friends with you? Can I just hang out and watch?
Nah, man. She was just like a good girl.
I just want to fuck a girl that's good at pool.
Yeah.
They never exist.
There's no good girls in Texas.
No.
That sucks.
There's girls that will get very wet when you say good girl.
They,
but there are no good girls.
Dude,
out here, girls
being praised
like
in bed,
girls,
like, I'm so proud of you. It's like,
but what you
I never heard it as a kid.
Nightmare.
There was,
I'm so proud of you, squirrel.
You have to go to New Jersey to get good girls when you're in Philly.
Yeah,
there's no Texas, New Jersey.
You got to go to like
go to Westchester?
A village somewhere.
Yeah,
in Eastern.
I'm from like George Village.
Buddy, what a time.
Yeah.
I fucked
farther.
Suburbies. Westchester.
Canada? Like,
Westchester's
like
Eastern
nice. Village of Toronto? Yeah, really nice. What are you talking
about? Eastern. Wait, some village.
Trying to be a chef. Right now, what do
you Eli, I'm sorry. You guys got to shut the fuck up.
We're talking about too many conversations.
Wait, that's what I said. This is, this. People are like, just subscribe to one of the conversations tonight. This is like a choose your own adventure. You're going to hear five very different podcasts.
You guys have heard of first person podcast and third person podcast.
This is zero people.
Second person podcast.
Okay, so let's get context. What's the context? Let's get
podcast is one woman away from being perfect.
Oh my God. I know.
I'm not woman enough for you? Okay, cool.
Well, you know, they're great at getting jokes too.
Yeah. It'd be awesome to have both the women on the podcast leave with Eli. It'd be great for our egos.
You've heard There's of call one. Her daddy. Get ready for it. Call her rapist. Eli's new hit podcast.
You laughed really hard at that. Like...
Eli's very silent right now.
Because
he's thinking, why didn't I think of this first?
Yeah. Oh my God.
I can see the merch now. Whistles.
You got to do the Adam 22 podcast, where but the reverse, where people
Dude,
get the fuck you.
All right, here, this just came out today. Sean Evans.
People say I look like Dave Portnoy on steroids a lot.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you just look like you're on steroids.
You do.
You look like Lou Ferrigno on steroids. Arnold Schwarzenegger on steroids.
You just look like a Jew lifted all
Paula
his money.
Paula Deen on steroids.
Can I go
One pee? Gold, two gold, three gold.
Is he lifting rape victims?
Mike, can I go pee as well?
Yeah.
I'm
so
heavy.
Yes, you may.
Right. See, nobody can kick
just,
you
like,
up, right? You're the nicest.
Taking a leak right here. Like.
My favorite roast is being called UFC Larry David.
Wait, about Sean Evans' girlfriend being a porn star?
Yeah, so Sean Evans.
The coolest guy.
The hot wings?
Hot ones. So the coolest guy. Also kind of looks like a dude I used to work with in Cutco. So I was always like, that guy rules anyways.
He's one of the best interviewers out there.
Yep.
Unbelievable. And he does such great research where he doesn't do like a Nardwar thing.
Yep.
Where he's too
freaking
autistic
you out.
And knows stuff. Yeah. And you're like, ah! But he knows stuff and you're like, disarmed. And then the hot ones part of it. So Sean has been crushing it. And then he tweets a picture of him with his girlfriend. And then Adam 22 quote tweets it. Goes, congrats, bro. That pussy is fire.
The D is fire.
Sean is dating a porn star. And then Adam says the pussy is fire. And then like 6 hours after that tweet, he broke up with her. On Valentine's Day.
He
was like, I'm out.
He didn't know she was a porn star.
I like him even more now.
So he does that.
The hot ones he was experiencing was chlamydia.
Yeah. And then today, Adam 22 came out with a like full frontal facial video of him being like, yo, dog, you can't break up with her. You can't disrespect sex workers like that. It's Valentine's Day. How are you going to break up with her? Just being a massive cuck. If I could pay to have anyone in America, Adam 22, top of the list.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Please explain.
What a... Censor that, please.
Oh, so you're homophobic.
That's what we're going to censor?
No, he's not even gay. He's just the worst human. Stop pretending that being a cuck is cool.
They're not actually gay.
Stop pretending that having dudes fuck your wife on a game show is a cool thing to do. You're a beta cuck.
It's not even a game show.
Would you ever, because that's like a thing, would you guys ever like be interested in watching like another dude fuck
Never.
Your girl?
Never.
Okay, so when that, I was in
what, I want to watch him do better?
I know.
You fucking loser. Okay, wow, look how long he's lasting. What a cool guy.
I
fuck him.
I told my ex-girlfriend she can fuck whoever she wants as long as she tells me who they are and I can beat the shit out of them after.
He just wants to fight someone.
Yeah.
He just wants to fight
Eli's
someone.
Gay.
The first Uber.
You just missed him talking about beating the shit out of somebody.
You missed, again. He didn't miss it. He heard it the first five times.
I tried to wait until you guys said the next guy who walks through the door, Lori has to fuck them.
Did he say Lori?
Yeah.
My name's Lauren.
I said Lauren. Lauren. I'm
you
don't drunk.
Need
you can
name.
Call me whatever you want.
I called you Lauren. I swear to God.
Call her the N word. You're the only one who can say it.
Yeah, do it, please.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh my god, make me it, so show cool.
Tits. You don't get it. For that's the Patreon. That's the Patreon.
Yeah. Okay.
No, so the first time I ever took an Uber alone, well, like as a female, it was middle of the daytime. The Uber driver, I asked your uncles. No, my dad. I asked him. I was like, what's the like weirdest like Uber like customer you've had? And he goes, well, I had this like older couple and they were like trying to convince the husband was trying to convince me to like fuck his wife while he watched, you know, because it's like a thing, like people are into it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's so weird. Like, previously, I would never do that. Podcast. I would never do that. Like, I can't. Why would you want to do that? It was an Uber. I was prepaid.
Dude, no, stories are so cool.
So I was like, that's weird. And he goes, yeah, I mean, my girl and I are looking for someone right now. And then he looks at me like, well, you know, those fucking TikTok guys. And I was like, oh God. And then he goes, yeah, I'd love to jerk my cock, does the motion in the car with me while watching like a girl or a guy fuck my wife. And then he was like, do you have a boyfriend? What do you do? We're on like the highway. Like,
well, thank you for introducing us to our next podcast
segment. Yeah.
Great story. So, boys. Hey, A for effort.
I can't believe you didn't say edit that out.
No, I'm not going to do that to him. He's going to have to listen to it twice. What a fucking nightmare.
That's why I asked him. What an awesome try to tell a story.
But I had a threesome with a girl, my ex-girlfriend and another girl. And then Mike banged her.
That's not the point. What are we talking about?
Okay, but we love that. Fucking Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest, you guys. Cool. I'm not good at banging girls.
No, boys.
Have you tried
steroids?
I'm not
good at banging anybody.
Oh, no.
I've never fucked guys. I'm not good at banging, I don't think.
I mean, I'm certain.
Just go, I mean, do you, what does that mean? Like making love? Wait,
as long as you
love?
Come every time. I apologize because we just met tonight, right? Like an hour or so ago. Are you a comic as well?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you go on the road, I imagine, right?
I don't know how to, I don't do the road stuff.
You don't fuck bitches on the road? God,
okay. No. Okay.
I fuck bitches.
What do you do after shows then?
I just drink with the bros, dude.
Okay.
Fuck each
that
other.
Is more fun.
It is more fun.
Men are a lot cooler to talk to.
Yeah. Oh, call me gay. A story with a point? No. Incredible.
It's just,
oh my God.
I don't know. I just like don't find, like, how old were you when you had sex for the first time?
You can give 18. Me a hug after this.
How old are you, Mike?
15.
How old are you, John?
18.
Yeah. How old are you?
When I had sex for the first time?
Yeah.
18.
Okay. 8 years I didn't have sex for the first time. I was like
18. Were you 18?
I didn't have sex for the first time until I was 27.
Oh my God!
How old are you now?
33.
28. Wow. Yeah. You're gonna have a bright future. You know when Jimmy Carr lost his virginity?
What?
26.
Last week.
Nice.
Jimmy Carr.
Dude. Wow.
Like, it's
yeah.
not about.
Yeah, because he has donkey laugh.
But I feel
so
like.
What was that like when you had, like, was that like a choice?
Nice pussy.
It was a choice. You were forced into it?
No, it was
a complete choice. It was their choice, but it was a complete choice.
They wanted to find the right person to rape.
It could not have been their choice, if you know what I mean. Like, you could have just went for it.
But what I'm saying.
What are you talking about?
What I'm saying is.
It was a complete choice.
I developed an
idea. Fuck you.
Mike's gonna have a heart attack. You guys need to stop. His cholesterol is rising. Everybody chill out.
If you have a heart attack, Mike, close the door softly so you don't wake us when you leave.
What I mean is, like, I figured out who I was before I had sex for the first time. So, like, it's easy to.
Were you nervous as an adult? Because you were a lot older. Were you still nervous?
I didn't come. It was with a.
Oh, so you didn't have really.
Who was it with? That doesn't mind.
It was a female to male trans person who I didn't know. She was
what?
On her first,
it was a fool.
She was on her first day at testosterone. It was the third
start
date.
With that.
Oh, she was turned on.
Yeah,
start
she was
with
ready.
That.
It was her third date.
Yeah.
The second date, she did a Salvador Dali like drawn on mustache, and I was like, "Oh, she's quirky." I just thought she was funny.
Oh, dog,
I
you
just
might
thought
be
she
gay.
Was an artist.
What is that?
No, I thought she was an artist. She just, I was like, I love artist girl. She fucking loves her art, whatever.
She was crafty.
Yeah. But then the third date after we
she's
drove
crafty.
To her house.
She gets
yeah,
around.
Witchcrafty.
Yeah, she's fucking, whatever.
Yeah.
I just thought she was quirky, dude. You know.
So you, okay.
And then we drove to her house. She's like, hey, I just started testosterone or whatever. She's a man now for sure. But like, she's like, just started testosterone and whatever. And I didn't know. I was like. I mean,
nice.
We're going to have sex, so I'll fucking do it.
Wait, go. So she had a dick?
No. It was for sure all push.
She started push.
Oh, she was female to male.
Yeah.
She had a little earthworm.
Then you're fine.
I know I'm fine.
Yeah,
that's
fine.
Less gay than
I know. I know. I was like, you didn't catch anything. You didn't catch gay from her.
Yeah.
You don't catch gay?
Yeah, it's not how that works.
I just thought it was like the Colt 45 song where it was like, she worked out a dick.
No, if a guy fucks you in the ass, it'll turn you gay.
Yeah. I mean...
You guys think insane. Like as men, like if you get like a finger up your butts, is that gay for you guys?
No, it's cool. If it's a guy's it's cool. finger.
Thank you. Good. I'm glad you said that.
It's cool as it's long as she doesn't have a no. Yeah. It's cool as long as she doesn't have a crazy nail set.
But wait, also okay. my point
that
is
that bitch got acrylics, a finger up your check ass, it out. Gay as hell. Like,
my point is I don't care about
you're
like
I knew I liked you. Well,
like most guys,
it's the connection.
A lot of their thing is sex. Like they're like sex. They do things for sex.
Yes.
I don't give a fuck. If it happens, it happens.
That's why he was 27 years old when he lost his virginity.
You never pretended like an open micer was funny so you could bang her?
No. Never.
Me either.
I told you I knew you were a good guy.
I would never do that, dude. I would hate to spend time with that person.
Yeah, me facts. Too. Yeah,
facts. I wouldn't do it. So
I wouldn't even invite him on my podcast.
I knew why I was
here.
We're
about to be Eskimo Brothers one more time.
Dude, that was the best part is after I banged that chick that Eli had banged before, is at like 5 a.m. I just texted him a gif of an Eskimo.
Yeah.
At like 8 a.m, he texted back, who?
Nah, dude, I would hate that. I fucking, being an Eskimo mother with me is elite. Like, yeah,
because you fuck kids.
Yeah, to Jared, 12 and young, for younger. It, baby. Yeah. Yeah, I'm new Jared from Subway, 12 and younger, brother.
It's not gay.
You guys
kids
didn't like
home.
That?
No, I was going to say, man, black people are really replacing us everywhere. Now even the Subway pedophiles are black. This is crazy. I can't get work in this town because of you motherfuckers.
Dude, if Jared was black, he would have gotten away for 20 more years.
Well, it would have been a 12-inch and not a 6-inch.
He would have put out a single, and they'd be like, that's fine.
Yeah.
I believe.
As long as he pissed on the girls, I was just going to say.
Did you guys hear R. Kelly's jail album?
No.
He had put out an album.
I know he put it out, yeah. Which also.
Is it fire?
Oh, it's called I Admit It. No, he put it out. It was on YouTube. I listened to it on YouTube. It was so fucking good, dude.
Bro,
it was so good.
He is so talented.
He's so good. At the
he
end,
sang in the courtroom. Yana.
Dude, at the end of the song, at the end of the album, there was a 3-part song called I Admit It, where he literally was like, all right, I admit it.
I crashed Aaliyah's plane.
Yeah. No. when R. Kelly dropped I Admit It, I Did It, when he was in prison.
Yeah.
He Left Eye was ugly. Yeah.
He didn't post that.
No.
Someone else, some mysterious person crafted this masterpiece and uploaded it to Spotify.
No, it was R.
Pretending
Kelly.
To be him. It wasn't him.
It was totally R. Kelly, dude.
Nah, dude.
Google it.
R. Kelly would not release that in the middle of a...
It's R. Kelly. You can do whatever he wants, before. Obviously.
He
released the Chocolate Factory the last time he was in trouble.
Yeah.
And it was so fucking good. People were like,
bro,
Kelly's on Chocolate Sundays next week?
Robert
he signed
Kelly.
Up via email 10 years ago. And they were like, hey.
I admit it. It's no, 19
you,
no, minutes.
Have you listened to the lyrics? It's talking about how he's like following Tony little girls at the park.
No, he said, I'm attracted to overage girls.
Special episodes of Kill Tony is called Rape Tony with special guest R. Kelly.
He said
sexually assault Tony.
Yeah, if you have to clarify it.
He said overage girls in the song, dude.
Yeah, gross.
Ew.
Overage.
Yeah.
So elderly?
Gross. Yeah.
So overage is elderly.
Wait, you should play
talking about
like
that mildew pussy? You
know play like the third song from the album.
What
it
is she,
19?
Was that oatmeal pussy?
We're going to get popped.
You think it's going to get popped?
Yeah,
for R. Kelly?
Sure.
Yeah.
By who?
On the dot.
Dude, this one has been up for 5 years. Nobody's getting popped for R. Kelly.
No, we're getting popped.
Wait, yeah, 5 years?
Yeah, dude.
That's the same, Kelly, is that the like, same song as
also what a know. Wild album cover.
Yeah.
So why did they take the album down?
Because he's in jail.
So a lot of rappers release songs from prison.
Oh, who
no,
did
no,
the
no,
last,
no. They released
X-rated.
They
he was a murderer.
They released verses from jail. They can't put albums out in jail.
Well, you know that did pull a kick door from prison?
I don't remember. I know X-Rated did a whole album from prison.
There was a whole genre. I don't know X-Rated.
That sounds like some white rapper who sucks.
No, 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 no. He's black. He's, do you know Brother Lynch Hung?
No, he's, of course. No, they both suck.
Brother Lynch Hung goes hard, dude. You don't know him.
No, they both suck. Like
Brother Lynch Hung fucks.
Brother Lynch. No, that's white rap. White rap sucks.
It's not.
I'm sorry, you hate Eminem.
Just because they're black doesn't mean it's not white rap.
Dude, hold on.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
He's not going to listen to anybody.
White people do
black rap. So if white people like it, that makes it white rap?
Yes.
Listen, yes. He's black. I'm gonna lose
if
this argument.
If white people like it, it's white rap.
Yes.
Well, look out, DaBaby, because
DaBaby's white rap.
What is black rap?
All right, here we go. Black
Coolio.
Rap.
I got it.
No, yeah, no.
Masking tape.
Jay-Z's black rap.
No, Jay-Z got Jay-Z's bodied black rap. By Nas and cannot be respected
Nas
as an artist.
Nas is black rap.
Ether came out. If you can respect Jay-Z as an artist after listening to Ether, and you can respect Drake as an artist after listening to Son of Adidon, you have no taste. No, you're a bad person.
Fat Joe.
Fat Joe is
Armenian.
Yeah, but look, here's somebody who's...
Fat Joe is just describing his spot at the Glendale Mall.
Kendrick
that
Lamar
is Armenian as hell.
Is black
Joe's Armenian?
Yeah.
But like,
I thought he was Mexican.
He's popular.
Yeah, dude.
Kendrick
but
Lamar
like,
is just taking the torch from Eminem.
But he literally, To Pimp a Butterfly is
I
the
got
most
royalty.
To Pimp a Butterfly is the most black album, and I see as many white people out here
good
saying this is their favorite
City.
One. Good Kid, Bad City is real good.
Yeah,
but yeah,
but it is mixed. It's like a Logic album.
Yeah, yeah. Logic's white rap.
No, yes. Logic's
we
black.
Can agree on
no,
that.
Logic's white, dude. Logic's white rap.
No way.
You know why I know?
Because he's like, yeah, there was violence and domestic abuse in the household. Like, why are you using legal terms?
No,
to describe
he
childhood trauma.
From his childhood to the stage.
Not even that,
for a
dude.
Tour, and it's like, oh, you could still find the couch,
dude. It's he's white because he talks about being mixed. He's so insecure about people not knowing he's black. That's why he's white.
Yeah, he gets scared to say it.
Yeah, Obama never brings it up.
Obama never brings it up.
I'm saying,
dude. Because he's gay.
And he never brings that up either. That's why we fucking love him.
He's a gay crackhead. He's literally a Freemason.
I wish with all of my heart I could do an Obama response.
I was right there with you.
He's saying, my Edwards, dude. Yeah. Soft A.
He's going, yeah.
Listen, mine.
I'm not that way. I'm not that white.
Yeah, we're going to go play basketball.
I'm going to dunk on these hosts.
I brought you Joe Biden.
We're going to need $65,000 worth of hot dogs and pizza.
Yeah, dude. Barack Obama presents Joe Biden like Kevin Hart presents Keith Robinson.
Hilarious.
Kevin Hart presents Gary Owen.
That's what I thought you were going to go with that. I thought you were going to say Gary Owen.
I didn't know he presented Gary Owen.
No, he didn't, but it would just work for
him. I'm Joe Biden.
What do you think about Candace Owen?
What do you want to know?
It's Gary Owen's
wife. I don't know. If you don't have an immediate opinion, I don't really care.
Who is that?
I don't have an immediate opinion because I don't know what she says, but I know people don't like her.
Ooh, for the
soundbite.
How did you hear about David Lucas getting canceled for making George Floyd jokes?
I didn't like it.
Which part did you like, him getting canceled or the jokes? Yeah.
I like a comedian working.
Clip it,
dude. This is as political I'll get because I said a lot on Matt and Shane's podcast today. I think, but I don't.
No one listens to that. Tell the people that are listening.
Say whatever you want here. No one will ever hear it.
I like when comedians are working on jokes.
Yeah,
and I hate when people are soft when their comedians are working on jokes.
But tell me the truth. Do you really? What does canceled even mean? Like, why? What do you mean that he was canceled?
Oh, it's a goal.
Yeah,
what a
it
goal.
It just means you're
going
to get more famous.
It's not a goal. You have Twitter accounts? Come on, man. Tell me I'm terrible.
I feel like every person that's ever gotten canceled like blew up more afterwards. Like, it just helped their
good,
career.
By the way.
Gilbert Gottfried.
Like, not me.
But Gilbert Gottfried got canceled and then died namelessly.
Yeah.
Really? What did he do?
He was
Yago in Aladdin.
There was a Japanese tsunami, and he tweeted, I went to my Japanese doctor, and he recommended I get between 1 and 5 million gallons of water a day.
he got canceled for that?
Immediately after that,
he was
tweeted,
the Affleck duck.
I went to a Japanese real estate agent, and I said, I hope there's a good neighborhood in this school. And he said, wait 5 minutes.
So good.
But yeah, like a school of fish.
That's
no,
gay.
A school in his neighborhood.
Yeah, get the
fucking.
We got another female comic on the pod, guys.
Oh, I'm very progressive. I've got three bitches on here, and Eli's two of them.
Dude, I can beat you guys up.
Not all four of us.
You know who used to say that? Roseanne Barr.
And she's killing it.
Killing it, dude. Can't keep saying,
last time Eli said that, I was like, I looked around, I was like, there's too many big boys for you to beat us up. Mm-hmm. Somebody's going to take your legs. You're going to be throwing fists. You're going to be ruined.
Oh, dude. I think the four of us in this room could take you. And then Justin jumps in and just teabags you.
I was wondering when you said four of us, if you were excluding me again and just talking about him. Oh, yeah. No, I could kick your ass.
Eli has Jack Reacher syndrome.
That's just foreplay.
Yeah.
Who's Jack Reacher? Is that a serial killer?
No. It's a book turned into a Tom Cruise
Jack
movie.
Jack the Ripper.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got it.
Laura Croft.
I was saying
it was you.
Yeah, but you're Lauren Croft.
Oh, I love that.
She had triangle ass titties, you dumb bitch.
I literally.
Polygonal.
That just proves that Mike hasn't actually seen
them. Your titties look like a Cybertruck, bitch. You Lauren Croft ass motherfucker. Talk shit to me with your dumb glasses.
Okay, first you like my glasses, then you don't.
No, I don't like your glasses.
So you want me to take them off?
Take them off. I want the pod to see something. No. Fellas, want to see something cool? Magic trick. 8-6. Look at that. Whoa.
You got to do the rest.
I like that Mike likes to talk shit about
when
my
you
looks.
Pull your glasses off, you also have
you look
to
like
pull
a cyst
your...
about to pop. You fucking kidding me?
When you pull your glasses... It's like
has a mouth on me.
It's like the.
Yeah, he's about to explode all over your glasses.
It's the hot librarian move. You pull off your glasses and then you do the hair. You got to do both. Don't look at me like that.
You don't care about sex.
I'm trying to respect you. Don't look at me like that.
Why would you try to respect her? She's a woman.
I know. I don't want you to respect me. Ew.
That's fine. That's for me. It makes me feel good.
Yeah. Ooh, respect me, daddy.
Don't respect
what
me.
What a nightmare.
Fucking choke me.
I can see in your neck.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah, you know, this is the scar. I got teabagged by two hot sizzling ball sacks right there.
You got you guys got branded.
So good at comedy.
Yeah, I did.
That's gross.
Yeah. I know.
Well, does anybody have anything they'd like to plug?
My ass.
Oh, yes, dude. On March 19th, I'm going to be at Cap City Comedy Club. Please come through.
Let's go.
Yeah.
In the red room or big room?
The big room.
We just
big
did it last night.
Yeah. I hope people come.
March 19th?
Awesome.
Yeah. What day of the week is that?
Tuesday.
Tuesday?
Yeah.
March 19th, awesome. You motherfuckers, you better get out there.
I have two shows at the Creek and Cave now.
Ooh,
on every first Tuesday, me and Shogun Gardini are doing a showcase.
Gardog!
Called Optimum Noctis, which is Latin for best night. And then...
if you ever want to hear Sean Gardini talk, just listen to Chandler Roan, my roommate. Because they are the same person, and it is upsetting.
Do they have the same stash?
Oh, dude, it's crazy. But Chandler, I met him in Oklahoma when he lived there, and we went to a strip club together, and he was like, yeah, we're going to go check out this strip club. And I went with him. The whole night, he was talking it up, how great it was going to be, and it was a nightmare situation.
It was a brutal strip club.
The next time I saw him, I had just talked to Sean, and I was like... Oh no!
Yeah.
Stop apologizing.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
They're the same person.
I didn't mean it. Okay. What the hell?
It's not good for any of you guys on the couch over there.
Yeah. Or the audience.
Wait,
who is the audience?
February 20th, I do Feud here, my game show where you debate bad opinions you have.
Oh, cool.
Mike's on it.
Oh, bitch.
Good shit.
Mike's on it.
That sounds
Look at
fun.
That. You fucking idiots.
It is fun, dude. It's fun as hell.
Eli, what shows are you not on?
I got a show on the 19th at Cooper's Barbecue.
Wait,
and,
come to my show.
No, we're not going to that. We're already going to be at Cap City.
Yeah, come sucks,
to
my idiots.
Show. And then I got a show on the 23rd at something.
Go there.
That rhymes.
With but what? Instead, use your date night on the 19th to see LaMare.
Double trouble.
On the
23rd. What shows are you on? Never mind. Jonathan, what shows are you on?
Subscribe to my OnlyFans.
When does this air?
Soon.
Damn, dude. This you pull out the calendar.
I've got a good one coming up.
So, all right, you can go ahead.
No, I'm good. Subscribe to my OnlyFans.
She doesn't really have one, but subscribe to my OnlyFans. She might do a collab post soon.
I might have that show next week. Tits.
Look, if you have an OnlyFans, give me a free trial. I swear to God.
The whole thing's a free trial. It's just
as soon as these cameras turn off, we're doing a free trial. So
this is actually the OnlyFans room.
Yeah.
So subscribe to the Patreon for the gangbang.
I wish there was only a fan in here because it's hot.
Mike won't.
What do you mean it's on her OnlyFans? Yeah. You just fucked you. We don't have to subscribe. Just go to the free OnlyFans.
Okay.
Which is my Instagram.
It won't air before this weekend, right?
No.
Okay, so.
It's Saturday.
So 23 and 24 February, I'll be at Off Cabot in Beverly, Massachusetts. Mike and I are going to be at Hyenas Dallas. Woo! March 8th and 9th. I'm going to be at Funny Bone Des Moines March 22nd, 23rd. And I'm going to be at Funny Bone Dayton April 26th, 27th. And all my dates are on JonathanKiteComedy.com. I got other shit I just never written down.
Let's fucking go. Nice.
Got to get a damn website.
I got dates. If you want to see them, you don't. So you know, have fun with it. But this has been a wonderful podcast. I'm so proud of everybody. Let's all go do a shot and give a middle finger to my probation officer because daddy's done with probation.
Yeah. Let's go.
This has been Highly Social. I'm not actually done with probation. Please don't air this. But I got like four more and then I'm done. I got seven more. But as soon as I'm done, we're going to have a party. Stay tuned. Highly Social. It's on the Creek in the Cave. Also, we're brought to you by the Creek in the Cave. Best comedy club in Austin, Texas.
Goddamn.
Mics and shows 7 days a week. We're also brought to you by a bond company who actually went out of business, so we don't even have to do that anymore. But we are most importantly brought to you by Crescent Canna, C-A-N-N-A, crescent-canna.com. Use code Eaton for 15% off site-wide. Anything real, legal, THC, shipped to your door. Stop being a fucking loser. Get high. Have a good night.